As winter calls on the rock-bound coast, with icy fingers knock, old sailors and fishermen passed, sat on the pier to talk. Of iron men and wooden oars, boats rigged with canvas sail, and of a Christmas not so long ago, when the wind blew up a gale. It seemed Jack Frost threw a fit, sent a nor'easter down, to cover hills, wooden field, a white blanket o'er the ground. Like thunder from a cannon, the wind roared down the bay, as if the war was on and the dark attacked the day. The wind churned the sea into waves, white foam on the crest, sending icy daggers made of spray, hurling at the rest. Up and down and sideways, the snow did dart and swirl, turning all direction into none, inside a blinded whirl. As if the very gates of hell froze to block the door, to stop the dreams of Christmas night, that night and evermore. No traveler from the north could have stayed on course that night, not even a jolly fat man employed in reindeer flight. It seemed this time good might lose and evil win the test. Too often faith is challenged when at its very best. But a few hardy believers were on the pier to see nature in its wonder bring Christmas to its knee. They say they saw from the east a fishing boat appear, far out on the horizon through tempest, doubt, and fear. Amidst the storm in its rage, the boat sailed towards the dock. Into the wind she plowed her course, as steady as a rock. She never pitched or yawled, she was quiet as a bird, and as the crew manned the rail, they never spoke a word. No line was cast, no anchor dropped, yet she set in perfect place, her cargo unloaded on the float, then her course retraced. Back to sea she disappeared, then the storm subsided, along with the cargo on the pier, to this day undecided. One old sailor who had seen many a storm said the facts are seldom clear, but to him it looked like a white-bearded man in a red suit and a bunch of dripping wet reindeer. Now, not all believe in things not seen, like Christmas or Santa Claus, or the watching soul of a sailor who bet the sea and lost. But I believe it was one last Christmas gift from old sailors and fishermen past. So to those who believe and to those who doubt, fair weather, Merry Christmas.
Christmas. In a special presentation with a very distinguished cast, the traditional 12 Days of Christmas, starring in order of their appearance, Sammy Davis Jr., Sarah Vaughan, Louis Prima, Johnny Mathis, Elvis Presley, Paul Lynde, Jerry Lewis, Lawrence Welk, Walter Brennan, Nat King Cole, and Pearl Bailey, with special guest Ed Sullivan. And now here's the host of this year's presentation, Samuel Davis II.
On the first day of Christmas, my uncle gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my probably gave to me 2 million sailors
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my godfather gave to me 3 gigantic mozzarellas,
2 million sailors,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day, the good fairy touched me with his wand and made me Cinderella. He's a funny fella,
but he's had 1 million sailors
and the partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Xmas, my ex-wife gave to me 5 blue suede shoes.
And I'll be Cinderella. How about a mozzarella?
How about my million seller?
How about the partridge in a pear tree?
On the sixth day of Christmas, my sponsors gave to me 6 dogs with rabies,
5 blue suede shoes,
and I'll be Cinderella. How about a mozzarella?
I want my millions, yeah.
Try the partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 screaming babies in the partridge in the pear tree.
A 1 and 2. On the eighth day of Christmas, we trimmed the family tree with all the champagne music makers, Charlie as can be. Norma, Simma, Lara, Hooper, Guy, and Roland too. Joined with all the others to say, here's a gift for you, 8 champagne ladies and a partridge in the pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, this old farmer gave to me 9 chicken scrambling,
8 champagne ladies,
7 screaming babies in the partridge in the pear tree.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my florist gave to me 10 roses rambling,
9 chicken scrambling,
8 champagne ladies,
7 screaming babies,
6 dogs with rabies in the partridge in the, hold it, the dogs ate the partridge.
Now on the 11th day of Christmas, doll, you know my grocer gave to me 11 chickens for stuffing. But I say, oh honey, stuffing ain't nothing. All you need is 1 old English muffin to stuff a partridge in a pear tree.
Now on the 12th day of Christmas, my town coordinator hired for me 12 jugglers puffing
and 11 chickens for stuffing,
10 roses rambling,
9 chickens scrambling,
8 champagne ladies,
7 screaming babies,
6 dogs with rabies,
5 blue suede shoes,
and I'll be Cinderella. Here, have a mozzarella.
But I want my millions, yeah.
I want the partridge in a pear tree and a partridge in a pear tree.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
I preach to you, Charlie Brown. You're about to find out the true meaning of Christmas and what it's all about. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night so the sheep don't wander out. And that's what Christmas is all about. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them. They were so afraid, they wanted to shout. That's what Christmas is all about. Said unto them, fear not, boys, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Then it's now, that's what Christmas is all about. For unto you this day is born, in the city of Bethlehem, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Let there be no doubt, that's what Christmas is all about. Shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger at the end of your route, and that's what Christmas is all about. And suddenly with the angel the heavenly host began saying, glory to God in the highest, goodwill toward men, peace and joy on earth throughout, and that's what Christmas is all about. Wow! what it's all about. What it's all about. What it's all about.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and a special ho-ho-ho to you, little girl. This is your old pal KBC here with the first of two, I don't know, maybe three Christmas specials just for you here at the Bit Slap. Because this is basically what I do all year, is collect Christmas music and then drag them all out and force them on people. Now it's your turn. We started simply enough with a guy named Jimmy Barnes. He's from Rockland, Maine. That's where I want to be someday. Rockland, Maine. Really, that's right where I want to be. Right dead center of Rockland. And that was the Old Sailor's Christmas. Billy Fellows, the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm assuming that was him on all those voices. And that's what Christmas is all about. For Michael Lynch, another kind of impersonator. So, now I was wondering what to do with this year. And I decided that, you know, I've been trading discs and tapes and stuff with collectors for some 30 years now. So I figured I would go back and bring some of the stuff that they've given to me over all these years. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus mainly on four different collectors here. Today we're going to work on Fred and Lynn Argenziano and Mark Rosen from New Paltz. Fred and Lynn, we're going to deal with them first. They're from Brooklyn. And they're big friends of WFMU. I've met them. They're nice people. And he's been sending me discs for God knows how long. And they're probably two of the few people who have everything I've ever put out back in the tape days. I was doing cassettes every year for a while. And so I've been, all week I've been going over stuff from them and from Mark and from two other guys that we'll talk about next week. And there's a whole slew of honorable mentions that I have to mention and all that, so we'll get to them too. But I've got, about 10, 3, 6, 9, 9 cuts from Fred and Lynn out of the, 30 years of discs they've sent me. There must be a couple of hundred. And the hardest part, of course, is narrowing it down to only 9 or 10. So that's what I've been doing all weekend, in case you wonder why you couldn't get me on the phone. That's why. So anyway, we'll start off with, I'll just let it speak for itself. Just hang on. This is going to be interesting, all right? See you in a bit.
Santa Claus.
Yes, there is.
Too, man.
He's here!
Merry Christmas, boys!
Shit! Red Peters!
Come on, you swinging hamsters! Get over here! Right. We're gonna sing us a happy Christmas song!
Oh, no! Not another corny, stupid song!
Yeah, no way!
Dan, you tell him, Robin!
Yeah, no way! No
get
way.
Over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck!
Hey!
So grab your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me. Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh,
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year.
Tell him, hamsters.
Just like you, Red. What we need.
Hey, wait
a minute. He's got a soft spot for reindeer.
Oh, that's nice.
Especially Rudolph's derriere.
Hey, knock it off, fellas.
dollars, it's a holiday. Go on and give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one-horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheets, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my parts, Audrey.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggnog.
Is that necessary?
Camped out in the bathroom for an hour or two, squashing off a Yule log.
Godfrey!
Wandered in his undies all over the house, but we minded our own business.
Oh, till we caught something hamsters up a gift wrap too. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year. Up the chimney, he'll disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster deliveries in the rear.
Roast nuts chesting on an open fire. Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob. What? His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand.
What?
The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what are you doing?
Holy shit.
Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. Cause I'm over the limit on my master charging my Visa and American Express. Well, I'm sweating and grieving about this money mess I'm in. He'll be up there sitting on his big fat ass until Christmas comes again. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Here comes Fatty with his ho-ho-ho's. And there my money all go-go-goes. Like to punch him in his big red nose. And he wish he never came here. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Here's to all you mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, anyone who's ever been pushed and shoved, kicked and beaten, scratched and clawed doing your last minute Christmas shopping. Here's to everyone who's ever been sucked in by those crummy TV commercials that tell you if you don't spend $500 on your kids, you're a cheap slob. Here's to all those ruptured bank accounts and battered credit cards. You know what happens every time that fat little bastard in the red suit shows up. Here's to all of you, this is your song, so come on and let's get into the spirit.
Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Christmas Day will not be very merry. Explaining to the children will be hard. Well, it's Christmas Eve tonight, and our beagle picked a fight with some reindeer that were grazing in our yard. I let the dog outside to do his business. I forgot to hook his leash up to the peg. First he and Cupid came to blows, then he bit Rudolph on the nose, and when I got there, he was eyeing Prancer's leg. getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. I tried to throw myself on Santa's mercy. I begged him, but I wasn't getting through. I said, it's all your fault, you know. He said, now how can that be so? I said, because we got the stupid dog from you. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Holy. Getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. Now I'm bunking with a beagle at his place.
Got to ride that Christmas train. from town to town, that Santa's sleigh had broken down, and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said, those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two catty sharks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three old crows, two catty sharks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty sarks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five dry robins. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty sarks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six cubalibras, five dry robins, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two catty sarks, and a tree and a bird with a fruit on the limb. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven Johnny Walkers, six cubalibras, five dry robins, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two catty. And a tree in the meadow. On the eighth day of Christmas, I see a pig. A seed of fashion, sunshine, water, sister, you believe. And a world for jealousy, I'll put you back. And a sorry with a fridge on top. On the ninth day of Christmas, I tell you me. My eyes have seen a glory. Margaritas. A sweet old fashioned sense. I walk a sister, please. I don't know if it's still see a picture. And it says they come to like it, to run my hand, nine rotor rooters. I see a fashion sense, I walk a sister, but I have a foolish sister, but I can check a bucket. And the lemonade come, my two legged beer. Eden!
Bloody Mary. Don't rub my heart on the iris. It's your potential sister. That green stuff. Then the mahal, my rigor mortis. They see the first syndrome of system. Office, real crew, 230 pounds. And the heart rate ain't a bad
You know, they say Christmas is a time for giving. At least that's what the good book says. And in our house every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday. Heck, Ma dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August. She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace. Man, the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree you ever saw in your life. And this year we really outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000 apiece. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dogs barking.
Come, Rags! Come, Buster!
And there was Jim the mailman in his old Santa cap coming up the walk, teasing the dogs as usual and holding the package. Well, he handed over and he says, Pappy, looks like you got an overnight package from your daughter. Well, Ma tore it open, and to both our horrors, we unwrapped a fruitcake with a note that read,
Aloha, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap fare on the internet and went to Hawaii. Hold on to our gifts till after the first of the year. Love, Princess.
Well, Ma's heart was broken, and I felt a lump in my throat as I thought to myself,
you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Princess, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Can't shove that fruitcake up your ass.
Fire time to church, you can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit.
No, you ain't getting dick.
That's right.
Dick.
You ain't getting dick for me and Ma.
You
yeah, how do you like that? Ma hasn't had a drink in 20 years, and I've been off the sauce myself for a while now, and heck, if there was ever an excuse to start drinking again, who in tarnation could that be? Junior and his family? It was some delivery fella standing there holding what looked like a fruitcake tin with a card attached.
Pop, the company's condo is free this week, and you know how much Pumpkin and I love Hilton Head. Please forward our gifts to this address.
Hey, Ma, save some of that for me! Well, Ma took a conniption, and things turned real ugly. She started breaking things and hurled the turkey and those two fruitcakes right through the front window, and the whole time she was yelling,
you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
I tell you, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Shove that fruitcake up your ass.
You can shove that fruitcake up your ass.
What the hell are you Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, ding, dong, and clay, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer, to young and old, weak and bold, ding, dong, ding, dong, that is their song, this joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear, words of good cheer, from everywhere, filling the air, oh, how they pound, raising a sound, oh, hearing deaf, telling their tale, gaily they ring, while people sing, songs of good cheer, Christmas is here, ding, dong, ding, dong, that is their song, merry, joyful, merry, all caroling, down on they sing, down without end, their joyful tone to every home, dark hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, ding, dong, and clang, on they sing, on without end, their joyful tone to every home, ding, dong, ding, dong,
okay. Well, I tell you what, maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone.
Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh, a Tannenbaum!
He has a Tannenbaum.
God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kinda glad that I fell, cause it's Christmas time in hell.
Here's a rack to hang the stockings on, we still have to shop for Genghis Khan.
Michael Landon's hair looks swell, it's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head, just watch his weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning, and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree, we're damned for all eternity. But for just one day, all is well, it's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick, we gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell, it's Christmas time,
Christmas time,
Christmas time,
Christmas time,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, movie house!
Okay, good morning, good evening. How are ya? Okay, we're back to this again. All right, you've been listening to a selection of tunes that I received over the years from Fred and Lynn Argenziano of Brooklyn. Now, although I've met them and everything else, I've been trying to get in touch with Fred this week to flesh out his bio a little bit, but I haven't been able to get in touch with him, so I'm just going to tell you what I think I know, which is that I think at one time Fred was the drummer for Ed Gein's Car, a band, kind of a hardcore band. He probably wouldn't want you to know that now. He's my age now, so I think he's probably a normal person again. I'm not even sure if that's him, but I did find a thing on YouTube with him in a band, and it looks like him, but I can't be sure. So anyway, playlist is, we started with Red Peters, Holy Shit, It's Christmas. David Allen Coe, Here Comes Fatty with a Bag of Shit. Here Comes Santa, I guess that was called. Bill Engvall, I'm Getting Sued for Christmas. Carrie Bell and The Christmas Train. Person or Persons Unknown and Captain Santa and the Space Patrol, along with The Strange Lady, The 12 Drinks of Christmas. Red Peters again, You Ain't Getting Shit. And Mr. Mackey from South Park, and that was, of course, The Carol of the Bells, and Satan from South Park, the South Park Christmas, which, oddly enough, I do not have, believe it or not. That's why I had to use Fred's version. And we heard Satan and Christmas Time in Hell. So we will wave goodbye to Fred. See you later, Fred. Thanks a lot. Really, I do appreciate it. And we'll head up to Poughkeepsie, which, oddly enough, here's a connection. Poughkeepsie seems to have given birth to the band Ed Gein's Car somehow. So, actually, I'm sorry. I don't mean Poughkeepsie. I mean New Paltz. And this is where my friend Mark Rosen lives. Now, Mark is the champ. Mark, by actual count, has given me over the years over 100 CDs. Now, the reason he's able to get a hold of them is he's a radio guy. He works one night a year, just like Santa Claus, up in Poughkeepsie. This is in Poughkeepsie, the radio station WPDH 101.5. And he does a Christmas show once a year, which you can check out online, or if you can pick up the station over the air, try that. WPDH.com, you can find him there. Christmas Eve, 7 until midnight. And like I said, actual count, I actually counted them. He's given me over 100 CDs over the years of varying quality and worth, but it's the thought that counts. Take it away, Mark.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to play some Santa Claus music, especially for all the kiddies, because Santa Claus has promised to pay us a visit, and maybe this music will hurry in along the way, okay? For all the kiddies, because Santa Claus has come to pay us a visit, and maybe this music will hurry him along the way, okay? We'll be right back.
and welcome. These wonderful youngsters are the UNICEF Children's Choir. I'm Lorne Green.
Baby, I know exactly what I want this year. When I'm gonna shout it loud for all to hear. You see them Santa's coming around. I will be standing still, I won't make a sound. I gotta get me some of that good old mistletoe kissing. So let me tell you now what you're gonna do. Won't be no presents coming your way, so wear me through. You see, I know you ain't been good, but if you come on down to my neighborhood, I gotta give you some of that good old mistletoe kissing.
Hey,
oh, mistletoe kissing.
Hey, oh,
mistletoe kissing.
Hey, oh,
mistletoe kissing. Gotta give it up for mistletoe kissing.
Wow.
Steinbrenner's
I hope you can't sleep at night. Pass the beer nuts.
It's gonna be a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas. All you New York Yankee fans can kiss this. The tree, the gifts, the mistletoe kiss. Swing a miss. Steinbrenner's really pissed. Have a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas. Merry freaking Christmas.
I'm Santa W. Claus, and I approve this message.
Yankees suck! Yankees suck! Yankees suck!
Yourself a wicked hardcore Christmas. You know those Yankees lost. From now on, the Red Sox are no longer kind. Yourself a friggin' awesome Christmas. I hope you totally hook up. That broad from high school that was always drunk. Once again we're living high school days. You know those wasted days of yore. Hammered friends that are wicked will be puking up. The years we'll all be drunk in Boston, doing Jaeger bombs. Call my brother Bobby so we can all get so high. Yourself a wicked piss of Christmas. Let's watch Nana get drunk. Remember last year when she passed out in your brother's trunk? Yourself a friggin' awesome Christmas. Come and sit right here. Don't be retarded, let's shotgun another beer. Sharp and drunk, down in Harvard Square. Was it Davis Square? Who cares? Faneuil Hall can really suck my balls in the bar. Years we'll all be drunk in Boston, rooting for the Sox. Go call my girl, I'm really way too freaking drunk. Have yourself a wicked hardcore Christmas. Get your ass up and cheer. Sing loud Boston and raise your favorite pint of beer. And let's all wish the Sox another kick-ass beer.
The sky, and I've got all these presents to buy. I miss you.
these days I will see you again. I miss you.
I miss you, Father Christmas.
I miss you.
I miss you, Father Christmas.
I think about you every night and day.
Whoa.
I'm hoping that this time you're gonna stay. I miss you.
If you wanna know about a little boogie and a picture show, was in December on the 25th day. I heard the shaking and the rambling of a sleigh. I looked up and right before my eyes, I saw Santa Claus doing a jitterbug and jive. He done the Santa Claus boogie on a Christmas day. He done a Christmas boogie on a Santa Claus day. Rudolph was pulling that sled so fast, his feet went a-pittin' as he went past. He took a crooked road from house to house. He wiggled right in and he wiggled right out. He done the Santa Claus boogie on a Christmas day. He done a Christmas boogie on a Santa Claus day. You saw the rock and roll from Tennessee, but old Santa Claus is like a jumping bean. He pulls back his whip and he lets out a yell. A Rudolph starts to running like a train on a rail. He does the Santa Claus boogie on a Christmas day. He does the Christmas boogie on a Santa Claus day. There was one little house out by itself, nine little kids, no toys on the shelf. Sandy rolled down the chimney and he slid across the floor. He done a little boogie and he left a lot of toys. He done the Santa Claus boogie on a Christmas day. He done a Christmas boogie on a Santa Claus day.
Long-haired stable rockers. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's stable rockers. Come on, guys, we better get out of here. She's having a cow. No, she's having a baby. The cow was already there. Yeah, the cow was digging it. Yeah, the oxen laughed, kept time. Come on, guys, I know where we're not wanted. Let's go.
A family gathering with presents and fun. Another Christmas and this one's wonderful. Presents and cheer, candy canes and gingerbread men.
But wait, the gingerbread men have come alive. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch. It's Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid. My stocking's full of spiders and snakes. My little cousins have become walking, talking fruitcakes. The whole family's looking at me, 'cause I got the shakes. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid. The turkey's dancing on Grandma's head. And her eyes are a devil red. Santa's dead, oh Santa's dead. I see these things. It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid.
Okay, nice and mellow to ease on out with. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot where I was. All right, we've been listening to selections from the Mark Rosen archives. Mark is a retired school teacher from New Paltz, New York. I've met him a couple of times at the FME Record Fair. And like I said, he's actually given me over 100 discs over the years. They add up. He'll send me like 6 or 8 at a time, and he gets them through his record company contracts because of his contact with WPDH. So it doesn't cost him a lot, so I don't feel that guilty. But his contributions can never, ever be forgotten, especially by my wife, who has to look at them all over the place. Anyway, we heard, we started that set off with Girl Trouble and Siggy Christmas. Cheap Trick, Christmas, something they put out for their fan club back in the 70s when they were Cheap Trick. Vibiki, I don't know. Mistletoe Kissing. Merry, Merry Friggin' Christmas from Friggin' A. Wicked Hardcore Christmas from Big D and the Kids Table. Couldn't resist putting those two together for all you Yankee fans. Maybe that'll be a factor again someday soon. Boston doing a lot of signing over the offseason. We'll see what happens. But anyway, that makes 4 now Christmas baseball songs that I have. And someday we'll have a whole set of Christmas baseball songs. Don't hold your breath. The Cocktail Slippers after that, Father Christmas, Santa Claus Boogie from Paul Bain, Michael Lynch, Little Drummer Boy, Christmas on Acid from Radio Free Vestibule, and Meow Meow, Merry Christmas to Cats Everywhere, from Colin Clary and me, KBC, because I love cats. So, all right, we're going to deal next week with two other guys, a guy named Tim Sewell from L.A., and Dennis Flanagan, who is from Tacoma, Washington. I'll just leave it at that. And those guys are pretty heavy into collecting, too. Now, I want to mention some honorable mentions. We have Dave Chesler. We have Decibel Dennis McDonald from Arlington, Mass. Gary Hudek and his family from Parma, Ohio. Al Aitchison from Upper Manhattan, who's totally amazing. I don't know where he gets the stuff he gets, but he does. I could do a whole show on him. Ken Norton from, I forget where, Steve Tomlin from San Diego, Joe McGasco from WFMU, Joe and Julie Fleming from, I don't know where, I haven't heard from them in a while, but they've given me a lot of stuff over the years, and the Supan family from also, I don't know where, but wanted to mention them. And again, thank you so much to Fred and Lynn Argenziano, don't want to get your name wrong, and Mark Rosen from New Paltz, New York. And I'm KBC, this is the Bit Slap. We have a straggler here from my friend Lou Russo. Christmas Arrives with the Sun. We won't even make it a mystery tune. Little darkness for your Christmas, because I love you. And I want you to have a good one. And shop carefully, my friends. Don't buy crap you don't need. Don't buy crap other people don't need. All right? And don't forget people who don't got crap. You know what I mean? All right. I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Yeah.
about you in the end. It's all about your salvation, my friend. If this is your chance, it may not come again.
Nerve-Wracking Christmas Part 2 presents Mr. Sulu and Sean Connery performing a scene from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
Why, my sweet little tot.
The fake Santa Claus lied.
There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. I'm taking it back to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here. Oh, my.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the mayor of Whoville say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."